Log Talk Radio.
Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on. From the start it was Yahweh. He took me from the dark, put him in my heart. So Yahweh, got my mind Yahweh. Show me the times and the laws, the flaws of myself Yahweh. Let me know to turn to him, only glory Yahweh. Never bragging anything unless it be Yahweh. He the most high, he my king, he my lawgiver, he my savior. And I'm only praising Yahweh. Told me that my name was Isha, that's man of Yahweh. All fire of Yahweh, whatever it be, you know I rep Yahweh. On my wrist, what does it say? It say praise Yahweh. Y'all can walk another way if you want to, but I'm walking this way. I'm an Israel crew, full life, ride with my homies that be with Yahweh. Only companions, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, JC, never mentioned by Yahweh. Nowhere in the holy scriptures do you see Yahweh. Mixing this catch you call Yahoshua, Yahawashah, Yahuwah, whatever y'all calling him, it ain't Yahweh. Quran never spoke about the man Yahweh. I mean the name Yahweh, the Holy One Yahweh. Not a man that he shall lie, or the son of man that he shall repent. And y'all think he said somebody that could get killed? What you talking? Yahweh died, man. Come on, man. You thinking that Yahweh lied, man? You frontin' now. If you just open the scriptures, you'll see it right there in Isaiah 34 and 16. Yahweh only got one book, so let's look in it. Don't get too shook, minister, reverend, pastor, whoever you are, you spittin' disaster. If you ain't praising the Most High, who is Yahweh? What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah. What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, on my life, we praising Yahweh.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, is by saying hallelujah. I praise the mighty Yah for another week, another day, even the sixth day as we enter into towards the end of the week. Because we know that the Shabbat does not begin until the morning. So we're almost there. Then I praise the mighty Yah for all my beautiful brothers and sisters that tune in and listen in and even watch us on YouTube, Facebook. Tonight we're just on Blog Talk, so we're not live on Facebook or YouTube, but we are live on Blog Talk. Of course, if you want to hear this program again, you can surely go to our website where it will be streamed and recorded, and you can hear it again, especially all those who do not get it live. Again, my name is Moray Yeshaya of the House of Israel, bringing you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All you're going to get is the truth. and nothing but the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. Before I get into, and let me say shalom to my beautiful brothers and sisters that's listening by the way of Blog Talk and those that's listening by the way of internet. There's no doubt in my mind that the only reason you're listening, it is because of your fear towards Elohim. I want to remind everyone to please go to our website and get the information for our upcoming conference, which will be held here in Cincinnati, Ohio, July the 20th. Through the 23rd. And yes, we'll be dealing with some very powerful subjects. You don't want to miss it. July the 20th through the 23rd. If you have any questions at all about our upcoming conference, give me a call, 919-931-6216. 919-931-6216. Then we have another beautiful program prepared for you. As I continue to study on the book of Genesis, the first chapter, the various things that the Creator is teaching me about that first chapter is so amazing. And you might think that I'm exaggerating, but if one can come to the great understanding of understanding Genesis, the first chapter, then you will know the Most High. And not only you will know the Most High, you would understand the Most High. And not only that, you will understand the ways of the Most High. And we're going to go through the book of Genesis, the first chapter, to show you the great knowledge that it possesses. And I'm not exaggerating. You will truly begin, and you wouldn't understand the Almighty in the normal sense, because His knowledge and His wisdom and His understanding is infinite. But you will understand the various things that He wants you to know, and the things He wants you to understand, and the wisdom that He wants you to have, you can get it almost in that chapter by itself. That's how great it is. And we're going to go over Genesis, the first chapter, so you can understand a portion of what I'm talking about. Most people think they know it, but we're going to see. And we're going to see, if you're honest, you will let me know if this is something that you knew. And we're going to start at Genesis, the first chapter, the very first verse. And this is what it says. In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And I want you to make note of that, because that's the first thing the Creator stated, that he saw that it was good. And that's when he made this light. But we're going to continue reading. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. So on this first day, the Almighty made this light. And when he made this light, he saw that it was good. Then we get to the second day, and it says, and Elohim said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And Elohim made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And Elohim called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. Now you notice that when we read about this heaven, and when we read about the firmament, and when we read about the waters being divided, it didn't say anything about anything was good. And I wonder why Yah did not say he saw that that was good. Well, we're going to see. Let's continue reading. Now we're at the third day. And Elohim said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Elohim called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of waters called he seas. And Elohim saw that it was good. So here we see the Almighty, when he made this dry land and he called the earth, he saw that that was good. And the seas, he saw that it was good. And the earth brought forth grass, herb yielding seed after its kind, the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. So we see all the grass and the trees and everything that he put in the earth, it was good. That was the third day then. The evening and the morning, what a third day. The fourth day, in the 14th verse. And Elohim said, let there be light in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, for seasons, for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And Elohim set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So what he did on this day, he saw that it was good. What he did on the third day, he saw that it was good. And what he did on the first day, he saw that it was good. But for some reason, what he did on the second day, he did not say. And we're going to explore why. the fifth day, 20th verse. And Elohim said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life, and the fire that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And Elohim created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. So what he did on the fifth day, and he's not finished. And Elohim blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And he saw that whatever he did on that day, it was good. And then we get to the sixth day in the 24th verse, and Elohim said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and the beasts of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And Elohim made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. And so every step of the way, except for this one day, the Almighty keep telling us he saw that everything was good. And I wonder why. And he wasn't finished. And Elohim said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim created he him. Male and female created he them. And Elohim blessed them. And Elohim said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And Elohim said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which the fruit of the tree yieldeth seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth where there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. This is why we don't eat mushrooms. Because the Almighty said he gave us every green herb. But watch what he says. And Elohim saw everything that he had made. Behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And as soon as we get to the second chapter, you notice it says, thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the hosts of them. In other words, he finished. There's no more creating, because we're at the seventh day. He didn't work on the seventh day. All he did was rest. So why didn't he say what he said every day except for one day, which was the second day when he made the heaven? Why didn't he see that that was good? Well, let me tell you why. because I want to see if you know what the word good means. Well, in truth, the reason why he didn't say he saw that it was good on the second day is because the second day, little do people know, the second day was so important that that was the only day that the Almighty took 2 days to make something. On the second day, he made the heaven. But he had not finished the heavens. Even though he made the heavens, he was not finished with it. And then we get to the fourth day. Then the Creator put the lights, the firmament, the lights and the luminaries in the heavens. And once he put the luminaries in the heavens, then he saw that it was good. So what did the word good actually mean? Well, most people don't know this, but the word good means it is complete. It is done. It's good. That's what it means. It's good. It's complete. It's done, I'm finished. And that's what he did on the fourth day. That's why oftentimes, according to our law, the scripture says, let every matter be established by two or more witnesses. And who do you think establishes the very thing that must be established? Is it not the Most High? And I'm going to show you this. So not only on the second day when the Almighty did not say he saw that it was good, it's because he hadn't finished it. And when he finished it, then he saw that it was good. But that's the only day that it took 2 days for him to complete a task, which lets you know how special that second day is, because that's the day he made the heavens. And I want you to see what I'm saying, to get the clear understanding of what I'm trying to show you. Every step of the way, the Almighty was trying to let you know when he saw that it was good. He made the light on the first day. He was letting you know that it's good, it's done, it's finished, it's complete. I don't have to do nothing else. This thing is good. And then all the other days, it's good. It's complete, it's done. I don't have to do nothing else. And that's why when he looked back on the seventh day, he looked back and said, he saw everything he had done, and it was very good. Because now everything is done. Everything is completed. That's how you know if truly you know Genesis, the first chapter, which I'm here to tell you, most people don't know. This week is the foundation of all truths. It's the foundation of all good. Because all good was made
that first week. Which means this. Until man learn how to complete and finish and do any great task that's worth talking about, then he's not really doing good. Because to do good is to complete it. And anything else is incomplete. Let me show you. What I'm telling you is the truth. In the book of Genesis, the second chapter, watch this. We're going to read the second chapter of Genesis, and we're going to start reading at the 21st verse. No, we're going to start at the 18th verse, and this is what it says. And Yah Elohim said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. And why wasn't it good for man to be alone? And what was it about man, since it wasn't good, that he needed for him to be complete? Since it wasn't good for him to be alone. And I told you, if it ain't complete, in other words, if it's incomplete, it couldn't be good. Because what is good is what is complete and done and finished. Watch what it says. Since it's not good for him to be alone. 19 verse. And out of the ground Yah Elohim formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Which let you know everybody has to have a name. Who can walk around and not have a name? Because if you don't have a name, how can you be complete? But watch what it says. And Adam gave names to all cattle, to the fowl of the air, to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him. And Yah Elohim caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept. And he took one of his ribs, closed up the flesh instead thereof, and the rib which Yah Elohim had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife. They shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, and a man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. And they were not ashamed because the word ashamed means that they weren't embarrassed. They wasn't. This was no problem to them because they were like little children. They, you know, they didn't have no evil and bad thoughts? Why? Because the only thing they knew is everything was good. And now that he had his helpmate, we know it was good because he was not alone. Which means this, that you're not complete. You're not whole until you have a wife. And why? Because it's not good for man to be alone. And there's certain tasks a man just has to complete if he wants something good. And just to show you how good this is, so you can understand what I'm telling you, once again, is the truth. Because you're listening to nothing but the truth, and that's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to just tell you the truth. Here we got men that they will just cuss a woman out, dog a woman out, and treat a woman bad, not realizing this is what the scripture says in the book of Proverbs, the 18th chapter. Just want you to see this. Again, I know you think I might be talking about marriage, but I'm not. What I'm trying to get you to understand is what is good. What do it mean? So that you can understand many of the tasks that you must do. Because once you begin to do certain things, only then can you be called good. In the book of Proverbs, the 18th chapter, it shows you what this is saying. In the book of Proverbs, the 18th chapter, look what this says, and I'm going to read the second verse. This is what it says. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth what type of thing? Findeth a good thing. And obtain favor of Yah. And why is that a good thing? Because it's not good if he's not finding one. It is not good if he's alone. It is not good if he runs away. It is not good when you're not complete. And this is one of the things that the Most High did for man to make him become complete and whole. That's why when the Almighty made the heavens, he wasn't finished. And he wasn't finished until he saw that it was good. And this is one of the first tasks the Almighty gave a man. The first thing he gave a man, because the woman was the second thing he gave a man that was good. But the first thing the Almighty gave a man that was good was his knowledge. And let me show you what the Almighty gave man. Again, you're going back to the book of Genesis. Because we're dealing with Genesis, the first chapter. But what we're dealing with is, what do the word good mean? And how do this word affect you and I? See, you can look up the word in Hebrew, told, but you won't see where it's complete, it's done, it's finished. That's not what it's going to tell you in the concordance. You got to allow Yah to define the meaning of words. Look what the Creator, after making man, show you what the Creator gave man. So you can understand what man received first. And we're going to start at Genesis, the second chapter. And we're going to start reading at the fourth verse. These are the generation of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that Yah Elohim made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For Yah Elohim had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth, watered the whole face of the ground. And Yah Elohim formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And so the first thing the Creator gave man was life. And this life he gave man, it included certain things. And you're going to see. And Yah Elohim planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made Yah to grow every tree that was pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water garden, and from this was it parted and became into four heads. So we see here, man, before he even had a wife, he received life from the Most High. He was taken and put in a garden that was beautiful, so beautiful to live just in the garden, but also it was good for food. In other words, everything he needed was in that garden because it was good. For food. Then he had water coming in and out of the garden. The name of the first is Pison, that is, which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And watch what it says about this gold. And the gold of that land is good. So not only he had food, but he had resources that people call today money. And there is Bellium and onyx stone. The name of the second river is Gihon, the name the same as which compasses the whole land of Ethiopia. The name of the third river is Hiddekel, that is which goes toward the east of Assyria, and the fourth river, Euphrates. And Yah Elohim took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. In other words, he was working. He had this beautiful garden. He was living abundantly. Now watch this 16th verse. And Yahweh commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. In other words, the Almighty gave man his word, because he commanded him. And he let him know by his very word what he needed to live. He said, you can eat freely from all the trees of this garden. And you'll be fine. But there is a tree in this garden. If you eat from it, you shall surely die. So man had the ability to live forever because he had to create his word. Is not Yahweh's word life? And man had all these good things way before he had a good wife. Because there are things that a man has to learn to complete. How else will he complete his life? And if he don't complete it, then how can he say it's good? There's things that a man has to learn to do, because the word good means to complete, to finish, to bring, to make it whole. And if we don't do this, then we're in trouble. Let me show you something else. Again, to let you know what I'm telling you is the truth. Go to the book of Jeremiah, the 6th chapter. I just want you to see this. In the book of Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, I'll show you what this says. And we're going to start reading at the 16th verse. And watch what it says. Thus says Yah, stand ye in the way and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? Nobody want to ask for the old paths. Everybody wants something new. They want the new iPod and the new, I don't know all the new phones, but they want everything new. But the scripture says, for the old paths, where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they say, we will not walk therein. And why? Why won't you walk in the old paths? Is it because you don't know the old paths? Is it because you don't respect the old paths? And is it because you really don't know what good is? Little do people know that there's nothing new under the sun. What is now have already been. And what is to be is now. And Yah said he required that which is fast. Because all life is recycled. Every day is recycled unto another day. Every week is recycled until another week. Every month is recycled into another month. And every year is recycled into another year. And all those things will come to an end. It will be complete. It will be finished. It will be good. And what we have to learn is what is good. How can we be good without knowing what is good? And how to be good? One of the reasons why our people are not in the land, in their own land today, is because they never realized how good our land was. How special it was, and it is. Do you realize all the nations are fighting over our land today? All of them. Because they know what that land is all about. The only people that ain't fighting for the land is us. Now, how do we fight for the land? Well, we fight for the land by doing good, and I'm going to show you that. But this is what we don't want to do. Look what it says in the book of Numbers, the 14th chapter. And we're going to start at the very first verse. Numbers 14. This is what it says. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. And the people wept that night and what they're crying for. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moshe and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, were Elohim that we had died in the land of Egypt, or I wish Elohim we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore have y'all brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain, and let us return into Egypt. Then Moshe and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes, and they started tearing their clothes, because they knew what the people were saying was evil. And watch what they said. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it, it is an exceeding good land. If Yah delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. In other words, this land was so good, so exceedingly good, the only way they were able to describe it is by saying it's a land which floweth with milk and honey. That's how beautiful the land was. That's how good the land was. That's how excellent the land was. And all through the scriptures, when you read about the land, it will say the good land that Yah gave us, because the world is complete. Did you realize that everything we needed, everything that we would desire, everything that we wanted, the land contained? There was nothing that land did not contain that we would want for. But to get it, to have it, to make it ours, all we had to do was one thing. That's it, just one thing. And let's see if we did this one good thing. Watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy 6, and I'm going to start reading at the 4th verse. Now watch what this says. Hear, Israel, Yah, our Elohim, is one Yah. And thou shalt love Yah with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thy eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and in thy gates. And it shall be, when Yada Elohim have brought thee into the land which he swore to thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, and wells dig, which thou diggest not, vineyards, olive trees, which thou plantest not. And when thou shalt have eaten be full, then beware lest thou forget Yah, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. See, that's what Egypt was called. It was called the house of bondage, their land. And then our land was called a land flowing with milk and honey. 13th verse. Thou shalt fear Yah thy own him, and serve him, and shall swear by his name. Ye shall not go after other deities of the people which are round about you. For Yah the Elohim is a jealous Elohim among you. Lest the anger of Yah Elohim be kindled against thee, and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. Ye shall not tempt Yah your Elohim, as ye tempted him in Massah. Ye shall diligently keep his commandments. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of Yah your Elohim, and his testimonies, and his statutes, which he have commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of Yah, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which Yah swore unto thy fathers, to cast out all thy enemies before thee, as Yah has spoken. And watch what it says. And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which Yah your Elohim hath commanded you? Then thou shalt say unto thy son, we were favored by men in Egypt, and Yah brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and Yah showed signs and wonders, great and sore, upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon his household before your eyes. And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in to give us the land which he swore unto our fathers. And Yah commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Yah our Elohim for our good. How many ways? For our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before Yah our Elohim as he has commanded us. So what do we see here? What are we learning here? What we're learning and what we should be learning is how we must do good. We had a good land. And we must keep the testimonies and the statutes and the commandments for our good always. Why? Because that's what completes us. Then not the scripture says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. That's what doing good is all about. That's what good means. It means to be whole. It means to be complete. How can you say you saw that it was good and it's not even complete? And there's many tasks that we have to learn to complete. How else can we do good? How else can we be good? There are things we eat that are not good. There are things that we are doing that are not good. And there are thoughts that we have that are not good. And the Almighty told us what was good. And what was complete. For what is complete is good. That's why the Creator said, when a man turns from all his sins and all of his transgressions, shall he not live? Sure, that man shall surely live. He shall not die. Why? But he done completed all his foolishness. Now he's done with all his sins. Now this man can live. How long must we be a fool? Do we have to be a fool forever? For a fool say in his heart, there is no Elohim. So let us be good. Let us do good. What is good? How do we find this good? Did not it say, seek the old paths, learn in the good way is? They can call this book the Old Testament all they want, and that's good, because that's the old way. And that's what we want. We want the Old Testament. There's a scripture in the book of Ezekiel that said, since our people didn't want the word of Yah, he gave them statutes that was not good. Wherein a man cannot live by. And what you think that was? Yes, that new thing that really ain't new, but that new thing called the New Testament. Last scripture before I go to my beautiful brothers and sisters, and if you have any comments at all, questions at all, on anything that I'm telling you about and talking about, give us a call, 347-838-8963. And what are we discussing? As I stated before, only if our people knew that the very first chapter, the book of Genesis, this is where the Almighty saw everything that he had done. It was very good. It was Tov Meod. And what is good? Well, this is where the Almighty finished and completed all his good works. And he told us in the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, this is what he said. In the book of Exodus 20, starting at verse 8, watch what it says. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work, all your work, what type of work? All your good works. See, every day, you should be able to look back and say, man, that day was good. And I did what I needed to do on that day. And Yah brought me to another day. And I saw that that was good. You should be able to do that. As you're doing all your work, as you're doing all your labor. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yah that Elohim. In it, thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days Yah made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is. And rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yah blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. And how can we look back and talk about all the good that we're doing and all the good that Yah has done for us, if we don't even believe in the Sabbath day? What good is that? And you say we can't keep the Sabbath. And this is what people are saying. And what they're really telling you, they're trying to separate you from good to evil. Because that's what evil is. Evil is the opposite of good. So if good is complete and whole, then that only can mean evil is incomplete. There's a scripture that says a false balance is not good. It's not good. And that should be easy to understand, because a false balance is an abomination. How can you have all these different measures and that be good? No, that's not good at all. And how can you look back and not keep the Sabbath day and Yahweh seen that it was good? Matter of fact, Yahweh seen it was very good. But you don't see that is good. These are the things we're discussing. Give me the call and press the number 1 on your phone. what is good. Creator, let us know something else about being good. In the book of Micah, the 6th chapter, just read this to you in the book of Micah, the 6th chapter. And there's a lot of things that we have to learn. And many of these things, we don't even have to go past Genesis, the 1st chapter. And I'm going to show you what I mean. In the book of Micah, the 6th chapter, look what this says. In the 6th verse. Wherewith shall I come before Yah and bow myself before the high Elohim? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will Yah be pleased with thousands of rams or 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Since he did it, why shouldn't it be good for us to do it? You have showed thee, O man, what is good. He showed you what was good. And what do Yah require of thee but to do righteously, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy Elohim? How can we even consider ourselves being good in any way without being humble, without being righteous? And without loving mercy. We're not complete. We're not whole. We're not right until we have learned to do good. We are incomplete. And you know what that is. That's evil. That is an abomination. That is a false balance. It is not good. And what we need is to be good and to do good. And we can be good. We can be good if we want to be good. Moses, Prophet Moses was so meek, he was so righteous, he was so faithful to the Most High. I'll show you what the Almighty did with this faithful man. And you'll read this in the book of Exodus. Exodus, the 33rd chapter. Exodus 33. And look what he did with this great man. Exodus 33, and I'll start at verse 12. And this is what it says. Well, we're going to start at 11. And Yah spake unto Moshe face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto Yah, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. And consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? How are we going to know this thing, Yah? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. He said, look here, Yah, your presence, it needs to go with us, Yah. If you're not going to go with us, please allow your presence to go with us. Now, most people run an impression there's presence that went with the children of Israel. It was an angel. But I'm going to show you what this presence was. And watch what it says. 17th verse. And Yah said unto Moshe, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. In other words, I'm going to send my presence with you. For thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of Yah before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou cannot see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And why? Because my goodness is going to pass before you, and my presence is going to go with you. And if you want to see my glory, you're going to see my glory. And watch what it says. And Yah said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon the rock, and it shall come to pass while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by, and I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. And why? Because this is where the Almighty glory comes from. And what is his glory? Well, his glory is his presence. And his presence is this light that he describes in a book of Ezekiel, the first chapter. But this is also called Yahweh's goodness. What do you think he light up the earth with? This is his goodness. And how did it go with the children of Israel? Do you realize that this light was upon Moses? Watch what it says in Exodus 34, verse 29. And it came to pass when Moshe came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moshe's hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not, in other words, he didn't even know, that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. In other words, he didn't know he was shining like a nuclear bomb, like radiation. He didn't know he was shining like new money. He had no idea. And why was he shining? Because the glory of Yah's goodness passed him by. And now he was like a little human light bulb. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moshe, behold, the skin of his face shone. And they were afraid to come near him because he looked like a lamp. And Moshe called unto them. And then all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him. Moshe talked with them. And afterwards, all the children of Israel came near. And he gave them in commandment all that Yah had spoke with them in Mount Sinai. And until Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But Moses went in before Yah to speak with him. He took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and he spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moshe, that the skin of Moshe's face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. So in other words, the very thing that Moses asked for, the Almighty gave him. He said, if you're not going to go with us, Yah, at least let your presence go with us. And his presence did. It was on Moses. And Moses took them all the way unto the promised land. The Almighty sent an angel before him into the land. And why? And what was this presence called? It was called Yahweh's goodness. Because he said, all my goodness shall pass by thee. And you're going to see my backwards part. But my face can't be seen because my goodness is about to pass you by. And what is this teaching us? What is this letting us know? It's letting us know how we can receive, how we can acquire Yahweh's goodness, and how the light can shine upon us. I know you don't believe me, so let me show you. In the book of Isaiah 60, just show you what this says. Because oftentimes we read these things, but we don't understand the very things that we read. In the book of Isaiah 6, the very first verse says, "Arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of Yah is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But Yahweh shall arise upon thee, and his glory," which is his presence, "which is his goodness, shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thy eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The riches of the Gentiles shall come unto thee." And why? Because Yahweh's glory will be seen on thee. Show you something else that will happen in the last days. And you'll read this in the book of Hosea. And let us turn there. The book of Hosea, the third chapter. So you can see his goodness. Because see, this light definitely will be upon thee. And why? Because you become complete. And why? Because you become whole. And why? Because that's what Yahweh didn't see. Why do you think he said he's, and he saw that it was good? Once Yahweh see that it is good, then you're going to see his glory. And Yahweh is looking to you to see what is good. And the only way you can be good is to come to be complete and whole. Watch what it says in the book of Hosea, the third chapter, the fourth verse. "For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, without a prince, without a sacrifice, without an image, without an ephod, and without a teraphim, which we abide in, without all these things." But watch what it says. "Afterwards shall the children of Israel return and seek Yah their Elohim, and David their king, and shall fear Yahweh and his what? His goodness in the last days." And what is this goodness that we will fear? Well, this goodness is those who this brightness and rising and this glory fall upon. So, brothers and sisters, let us be good, that that light might shine upon us. And until next week, I love you. So do I. Shalom, shalom.